All right, let's turn our attention to the world of luxury. And to help us do so, we have Bob Shulman. He is the founder of the Shulman Research Center. They're based in Riverside, Connecticut. And the latest report is Insights, Brief Insights into Luxury, Affluence, Wealth, and More. And to tell us more, Bob is joining us here in our studio. Bob, thanks for being here.
Delighted to be here.
Before we get into any of the results of the study, I'm wondering if you could just parse out who are the people that were surveyed and do they really count as the wealthy shoppers, the wealthy consumers in the United States?
We surveyed approximately 1,750 consumers, and we structured it in such a way that we were able to focus not only on people with what I would call high incomes and wealth, but also what I call mass market Americans, people with what we call more average incomes, who also treat themselves to entry-level luxuries, which are very important to the big luxury brands. I mean, a lot of people don't focus it on it, but if you speak to the people at some of the major luxury companies like LVMH or Kering, they do care about mass market Americans. There's like 180 million of them versus the people with high incomes and wealth. And they buy a lot of champagne, they buy a lot of kerchiefs, they buy a lot of, I'll call it entry-level, high-end watches. They matter.
Yeah, well, but Bob, you know, the survey is certainly matters and is interesting, I'm sure, to wealthy individuals themselves, but much more so to these brands that you're talking about, right? This is really the audience that is curious of how the appetites are changing for these luxury purchases. And, you know, in your latest survey, what were some of the most notable aspects that were different than prior surveys?
Well, more and more, I mean, shopping, and that's really what the brands care about, how American consumers shop for their products and services. The shopping behaviors continue to go more and more. There's two aspects, the search and the actual buy. And searching is almost universally done online today. And from my observations over the years, the digital brand, the luxury brands have been slower than many other brands to embrace digital, because most of luxury's heritage is based upon quote-unquote exclusivity. And they've had a difficult time coming to grips with the fact that even some of the older, wealthier customers who buy the high-end brands where they have great margins are now doing their initial shopping online, and they care about how things look online and their ability to basically buy online.
Is there a natural diversion between those that are seeking experiences that already own all the luxury stuff they want and perhaps younger shoppers or younger consumers?
Oh, clearly. I mean, when you get to some of the, we'll call it older, wealthier people who have closets full of some of the beautiful brands, drawers full of the nice jewelry, effectively, those people have the opportunity to travel much more. And they're also getting more into the, what I call, expressive parts of their life. When we look at, you know, depending on how you define wealth, but recently we looked at 5 million plus, which is a high-end group. There's only about 4 million people in America, adults who basically fall into that. It's a very elite group, one of whom is our ex-president Bush, but they're into painting, they're into doing things that they want to do, because when you get to a certain level, you no longer have any obstacles to buying the products or services you want. And depending upon how you grew up and your education level and experiences, you start looking at things that the average American can't do because they don't have the wherewithal.
So, Bob, I have to wonder, are there any luxury brands that are trying to cater to that type of activity, say, painting or taking, you know, cruises, luxury cruises, or having experiences that people have always wanted to do and they have the money to do it?
Well, more and more you're seeing some of the major, what I would call luxury groups like LVMH and Kering do it. I mean, to me, one of the major, I'll call it, changes was when LVMH launched 24/7, which is their website that basically puts all their brands in one spot so a consumer doesn't have to hunt and peck for the brands they're looking for. I don't think many people are aware, but LVMH did something like that like 15 years ago, and they were ahead of their time. Now, depending on how you look at it, they're behind the times. But, you know, the people are getting with it. LVMH hired somebody out of Apple. I mean, these brands and these groups can do it when they realize the shoppers are changing. You know, the future for them are the millennials and eventually Gen Z. And these younger people don't necessarily have the time or the desire at this time in their life to go to stores. They need to get them to try their brands, whether it's taking an entry-level cruise or taking, going to a pop-up store that sells, like way back when Hermes sold in Grand Central, they sold three items, a $250 kerchief, a men's tie, and one other thing, as I remember, but they were in the corner of Grand Central, and the place was mobbed with younger people who never saw an Hermes store. They need to get out there. And the way to get out there today, whether they like it or not, includes digital.
Sports. I want you to tell us about sporting events, sporting activities.
Very important. Again, they get the opportunity to, depending on how you look at it, relive their youths, depending upon the teams they were into. When you look at the really wealthy people, the vast majority worked very hard to accumulate the wealth. When they get older, and if they're even younger and retire, or step out, we'll say, they now have the opportunity to enjoy what they did, where, you know, most Americans don't ever accumulate that. The smart ones take the time and start basically experiencing and using their wealth for their own enjoyment, their family's enjoyment, and frankly, the fellow who owns this company gives it away because his attitude is, I can't take it with me.
Bob Shulman, thank you so much for taking the time. Bob Shulman is founder of the Shulman Research Center in Riverside, Connecticut, that looks at the trends in luxury spending.